This is a recast of the 3400-word piece, Sipe, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Today's article discusses the power and flexibility of Sipe, a leading library in the Python programming language. This is an invaluable tool for scientists, engineers, and analysts, opening the door to advanced analysis and research.
The authors discuss the history and development of Sipe, which began in the late 1990s when Python was still an emerging language. Visionary developers saw Python's potential to create an integrative environment for scientific computing. The early version of Sipe focused on providing robust and flexible algorithms for numerical integration, interpolation, and optimization.
Over time, thanks to the work of a dedicated community of contributors, Sipe has evolved and improved in functionality, user-friendliness, performance, and reliability. It now boasts a wide range of modules and functions for almost every area of scientific computation.
The authors also discuss how Sipe interplays with other libraries in the Python ecosystem. For example, it works well with NumPy, which is used to manage arrays and matrices. Sipe complements NumPy by providing advanced functions for scientific computations.
But Sipe is not only about its technical capabilities. It also serves as a catalyst for collaboration and innovation. The open culture of the Sipe community has fostered an environment where knowledge is freely shared and collaboration is encouraged.
The article takes us through some core components of Sipe, from integration that provides functions for numerical integration to optimization that offers functions for objective function minimization or maximization. Each module caters to a specific set of problems and provides powerful tools to solve them efficiently.
Now let's talk about how Sipe is applied in practice across different disciplines. From physics, where it is used for particle system simulation, to biology, where it aids in genomic data analysis. From finance, where it models risks and predicts market behavior, to engineering, where it conducts structural analyses and optimizes design processes. The versatility of Sipe is unmatched.
The article goes on to discuss integration with other libraries. It points out that the real strength of Sipe lies not just in its standalone functionality, but also in its ability to integrate with other libraries like NumPy, Pandas, Matplotlib, and IPython, along with specialized extensions through SIGGITs.
Lastly, the authors highlight ongoing trends such as artificial intelligence and machine learning, scalability and performance, interoperability between programming languages, in future developments like expanding functionalities, improving user friendliness, and documentation.
The community's role cannot be overstated. Their contributions through code contributions, bug reports, documentation, tutorials, and event organization have made Sipe what it is today. Open research questions provide opportunities for contributions.
As a conclusion, Sipe stands as a beacon embodying innovation, quality, and community spirit in the world of scientific computation. It remains an indispensable tool for anyone seeking to make progress in the scientific community.
For those who wish to learn more about Sipe or deepen their skills in using it, the article provides valuable resources including official Sipe documentation, tutorials, online courses like MOOCs and interactive platforms like DataCamp and Codecademy, community forums, and tips for effective learning and problem solving.
That's it for today.